obviously better than getting beat 50-0. What are some of the positives you're going to take into the next game?
Well, you know, I mean, I think our guys went and competed hard against a good football team in a hostile environment. I think we've proved that we're capable of playing with the best teams in this league. Now, what we've got to learn how to do is we've got to learn how to finish and win those type of games. And that's what our job is. This is a production business, and it's about winning and losing, and we weren't able to get it done yesterday.
Darius Heyward-Bey came back after an injury that we all witnessed. Were you excited at least to see the physicality that he showed in this game?
Yeah. I mean, I thought, you know, the one run on third down was an exceptional run that he had, and he didn't show any ill effects of the injury, and it was good to see him get back out there and competing.
With Curry eligible now to come back to practice, are you going to begin to window Wednesday, I guess it'd be?
Yeah, that's what we anticipate. We anticipate him practicing on Wednesday, and we'll start from there.
What do you think he's able to do at this point, just looking at him work out?
Well, I mean, our anticipation is that he's able to practice fully, participate in practice. So we're going to, you know, get him out there and let him run around and see where he's at and begin the evaluation process to figure out, you know, if and when he's going to be available to be on the roster.
Do you see him strictly as outside guy or can he inside? Or?
Well, you know, he's used this time to kind of prepare for all positions. Mm-hmm. At the linebacker position, and so we've got a plan in place for him to, you know, be able to potentially play in any of those three spots.
How much of just his conditioning is a concern for you right now? They always say there's a.
Well, I think that's probably the biggest concern. I think health wise, I think he's going to be okay. It's the fact of being able to get back into, you know, football shape and football condition. Really in a short period of time, because he hadn't been able to do really any football activity, basically since last year for the most part. You know, he was able to do a little something in OTAs, but really it's been since last year since he's really been able to play football. So that'll be the biggest thing that he's got to be able to do.
Miles Burris was on the field for every defensive snap. How did he play? How did he grade out?
I thought he played well. Just like everybody, when you come in on Monday, there's still a lot of things that he's got to get better at and a lot of corrections that we've got to get made. But I thought Miles played with some speed, played with some energy, had some production, and he continues to improve every day.
So with Burris, he went from about a third of the plays against the Broncos to all of them yesterday. Is he going to remain in that role? Has he kind of?
Yeah, I would anticipate moving forward that we would kind of keep that same role for him. I mean, every week we're going to evaluate and see where we're at. But I thought he did enough yesterday in the game to earn the right to be back out there again in nickel situations.
Because when he came in, he even said coverage was the one thing he really had to work on. How far has he come from when he arrived to right now?
He's getting a lot better at it. Again, he's still got a lot of things he's got to get corrected. I mean, every day is a new day, and every day he sees a little something different. The thing that I've continued to say about Miles since he got here is he eliminates the repeat mistakes. He's not a repeat mistake offender. He makes the corrections. He understands football and concepts. And he's able to make adjustments and get things corrected. So as long as he continues to do that, he'll continue to improve.
Coach, yesterday McFadden got 27 carries, averaged about 2.5 yards a carry. After you looked at it, what are some of the reasons why he couldn't really get going?
Well, I thought he ran the ball extremely hard. I think when you go back and you look at it, he had 41 yards rushing that were negated by penalties. We all wish that we could take certain things back, but if we don't have the two penalties there, he's up over 100 yards for the game, and I think we rushed for over 200 yards overall on the game. So I was pleased with the way that he ran the ball. He ran the ball extremely hard, and there's still a lot of adjustments that we got to, make and some things that we got to do because there's more meat left on the bone there.
Traditionally coming out of the bye, this team over the years seemed to not do too well. Were you happy with the effort coming out of the bye that you guys went on the road, tough team, and showed up?
I was happy with the effort, wasn't happy with the outcome.
getting back to McFadden, he had, I think, six carries where there were at least 7 yards. You know, do you get the sense that he's getting closer and closer to being more consistent in that approach in terms of the running game? And getting
well, yeah. I mean, I think what you saw yesterday is that, you know, when we're able to keep the game in balance and we're able to run the ball and stay balanced as an offense, that you know, we're going to be able to run the ball. We're going to be able to have some explosive gains in the passing game. We're going to be able to move the ball. We got to do a better job of scoring points. You know, I think we had 484 yards of offense. But, you know, at the end of the day, the game's about, you know, scoring points and winning games, and that's what we got to find a way to do better.
Any update on Mike Barzell?
He had a concussion. He was doing part of the testing this morning. I haven't gotten an update since then, so I don't know how the testing went this morning.
Anybody else get hurt? No.
Nobody else of any type of significance. I think most of it's just your normal, you know, bumps and bruises from a post game.
Michael Huff's game and just the secondary, sort of getting those three interceptions after none the first four, and then they just came 1-2-3.
Yeah, that was big. I mean, it was big for the confidence of the group. You know, I think you know, our secondary, you know, they're beginning to learn how to play together. Some of the moving parts are kind of settling in a little bit more. I thought Michael Huff had his best game as a corner. Obviously, he's getting more comfortable out there at that position. That's probably as good a group of wide receivers as we'll have to play this year. So for him to go out and play the way that he did in that game was really a positive sign. So, you know, and we've talked about it. Pass rush and pass coverage worked together. We were able to get you know, more pressure on the quarterback. Yeah, I think we had 17 hits on the quarterback in the game. We were able to affect the quarterback a little bit more, and the interceptions came with it. So those two things worked together.
Andre Carter, how did his debut?
Still a little rusty, but, you know, it was good to get him out there. He played 25 snaps in a game, you know, he did some good things, but also he's, you know, he's still a little bit rusty. So every day that he gets an opportunity to get out there and practice, and every game that he gets a chance to get out there, he'll get better and better. But I think his, you know, his presence, his veteran leadership is good for our team.
Does that do it, everybody? Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, guys.